This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday called for an international investigation into the blast at Beirut's port that killed more than 130 people and ravaged entire neighborhoods, costing the country billions. He told reporters at the end of a last-minute visit to the Lebanese capital, quote, "An international, open, and transparent probe is needed to prevent things from remaining hidden and doubt from creeping in." Thursday, Lebanon's central bank instructed banks and financial institutions to extend exceptional dollar loans at zero interest to individuals and firms impacted by the Beirut port explosion. The bank said these loans, to be made regardless of customer account limits, are to be repaid over 5 years. Tuesday's explosion was the most powerful in years in Lebanon, which is already reeling from an economic meltdown that has seen the Lebanese pound weaken by nearly 80% by some measures since last year. This is the latest in efforts to help the citizens of Lebanon devastated by the destruction of that port. Top U.S. envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, is leaving his post, and Elliot Abrams, the U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, will add Iran to his role, quote, following a transition period, end quote, with Hook, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Thursday. Hook's surprise departure comes at a critical time when Washington has been intensely lobbying at the United Nations to extend an arms embargo on Iran and as the UN Security Council prepares to hold a vote on the U.S. resolution next week. Thursday, the U.S. State Department said the United States has lifted a global health advisory imposed in March, advising U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement, it said, quote, with health and safety conditions improving in some countries and potentially deteriorating in others, the department is returning to our previous system.